97 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, 610. Brock Hunter.
What's going on outside?
It's Thursday. That's what's going on.
It's Thursday. No, you know what it is? You better be wearing shorts, bro. I'm just saying. Have you been outside?
As soon as I saw the snow on the truck hood this morning, I'm like, oh, Hunter's going to be pissed.
I'm pissed. I'm not as pissed as I was the other day, but you know what?
No.
Come on, man.
I'm wearing pants today. I'm wearing regular long pants. I'm sorry. I screwed up. I showed my kneecaps too soon, and this is what we got. I apologize.
Snowing out. Come on.
If I would have known the power that I had in my milky white thighs, I never would have done it, okay? Okay? I apologize.
Those thighs are whiter than the snow that's falling outside.
That was the problem. I should have went and got them tan first, and then it would have been fine. I should have got some color on these milky, thick thighs, and it wouldn't have snowed right now.
Bring us some of the Arizona tan, some of the Arizona sun. We need it right now.
There's so much power in these thighs. So much milky thigh power right here.
That's because you're so jiggly and fat.
I can control the weather with my milky thick thighs.
No, you almost start fires because they're always rubbing together. That's why you can't wear corduroys anymore.
It's terrible.
You nearly burn a town down.
It set my pubes on fire. What? This doesn't make any sense. What are we talking about? I digress. Folks, we got to keep moving here. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Hey, you got to give this guy some credit for his improv skills. A 47-year-old guy named John Combs from West Monroe, Louisiana, was stopped walking down the middle of the road at 4:25 a.m. on Tuesday. He did have a large stick with him. Maybe that's why they stopped. Like, hey, where you going with that large stick there, buddy?
Is it his walking stick? Is that what it was?
It doesn't say. Well, anyway, cops patted him down for other weapons and found a plastic Walmart bag in his pocket with a clear crystal powder in it. But this is where John's improv, that improv course he took in college, came in handy. He said it was a salt treatment for his ingrown toenail.
Oh. Hey, you know what? That's kind of hard to think of right off the bat
Right off.
It's kind of believable.
I think he probably had that one planned. He had that one in the holster ready to go.
He had it in his pocket.
In his pocket, ready for a rainy day. Unfortunately for him, the cops had the powder tested, and it turned out to be meth. Of course it was. Hey. It's always meth with these guys. John was arrested for possession of a controlled dangerous substance.
But it's meth for my toe.
For my toe. It's toe meth from... It's the Great Value brand toe meth, which is totally fine. What I love is that they stopped him with that big stick, and then they patted him down to check for other weapons. So I don't know if he was wielding that thing like a sword or what. Maybe instead of a walking stick, he was holding it in a threatening manner.
Maybe it was a sword. Maybe he was practicing his bow staff skills.
I mean, he could have just been swinging that around. Maybe he was a big Star Wars fan, and he was pretending he was a lightsaber.
And the cops drove by, and there's not, I appreciate the practice. I like motivation. I like people, the go-getters, out there to get better at something. But at 4:25 a.m., it's a little fishy. This guy's on meth or something.
At 4:25 in the morning with toenail meth in your pocket, you're up to something sketchy, okay?
Something.
So just keep that in mind. Folks, if you had any plans on walking around with meth in your pocket, practicing your bow staff skills, just know you could be arrested. You could be arrested.
I watched my neighbor yesterday. He didn't know I could see him. He was in his backyard wielding a snow shovel, swinging it around. He was like a teenager, but man, he was going for it.
We all do.
He's making the saber sounds too.
I mean, I'm a grown ass man, and I still do that.
Me too.
People forget the power of a good stick and what you can do with it.
I almost went and got my nunchucks and joined them.
You want to go, bro? All right,
come on.
There you go. That's your 6 a.m. WTF for the day. Brock.